if your power is out.
Talk to St. Louis Home Fires sooner rather than later to have yours in by Christmas.
St. Louis Home Fires on Manchester between 141 and Clarkson. Online at stlewishomefires.com. Shop your nearest Lowe's store today and see why their newest wet-dry vac is clearly different. Shop Vac, genuine American original.
Looking for a special gift? Consider a winter getaway to historic St. Genevieve, Missouri's first settlement, offering historic home tours, cozy bed and breakfast inns, wineries, shopping, and award-winning restaurants. Details online at visitstegen.com.
Looking to try a new local restaurant? Search Kuna Foods' new dining website, bestrestaurantsinst.louis.com. Like them on Facebook. That's bestrestaurantsinst.louis.com.
Now at Buffalo Wild Wings, try their Buffalo Mac and Cheese. It's got all the flavors you love. Crispy buffalo chicken and mac made with rich, creamy cheddar cheese. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings. Beer. Sports.
Hi, Martin Kilcoin. We're taking the show on the road. We're going to be at South County Mall Thursday, December 10th at Lacefield Music. Randy and Mark say they're going to learn how to play the piano. Stop by. Maybe you can learn to play the piano as well. Lacefield Music, South County Mall, Thursday, December 10th.
How much is that jar in the window?
Well, here we are, Wednesday, again. Time to check in with Dr. Doug Pernikoff. I think you all know how this works. You have a pet. You love your pet. He loves your pets, too. He is next to... Who was the guy talking to the animals? Doolittle? He's like the Dr. Doolittle.
Yeah, yeah, Dr. Doug
Doolittle of St. Louis. And he'd be happy to advise you, direct you, whatever. I will give you the phone numbers. We'll say hello to him, and we jump right in. First come, first serve, so dial us up now, 314-969-KTRS. And I like to say if the numbers or letters, rather, are worn off on your keypad like they are in our 45-year-old equipment, it would be 969-5877 or 888-550-KTRS. Dr. Doug is brought to you by Laclede Cab. I don't know how often you need a cab, but I think a lot of times you just forget. Then you go, when somebody reminds you, you go, you know what, that's a great idea. Let's just take a cab shopping, not have to park, and then have them pick us up and go back home. Or if you're out for dinner and had a couple of drinks, you know the only cab you need to call if you're aiming the BM, and that is Laclede Cab. The app is STL Taxi. Free, and it works. And now, your pet's best friend, the official veterinarian of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon from the Clarkson Wilson Veterinary Clinic, Dr. Doug Pernikoff.
Hey, how is everyone today?
Doctor, we're fantastic. How about you?
I am AM in the PM. Hallelujah. And it's a beautiful day.
Well, I'm going to tell you something. Bumping 70 the next couple of days.
Crazy.
Can't beat it, except there will be a price to pay. There always is. The bottom's going to drop out. Is there anything you need to say in the way of a little speech before we jump in with calls? No?
I just wanted to wish everybody a happy Hanukkah.
Yeah, now, when did that start?
It started a couple days ago.
And it's 8 days.
8 days, and I still haven't got my first present from you. But I'll
you know what? I forgot it again. Again this year.
So you do eight presents, right? It's a yeah. present a day?
Yeah, it broke me when my kids were young.
Yeah, but you folks have the right idea. You know, that's better than that one night and then get up in the morning and here's what you got and that's the end of it.
I think it started Sunday night at sunset. Is that correct?
Yeah.
And
yeah,
isn't
I mean, it's just like, you know, intimacy. Is it one night better than eight nights in a row?
Well, no, of course not. Eight nights would be
better. We're pretty shrewd.
So it's about the oil in the lamps, right? Is that the reason for the 8 days?
Yeah, yeah. A little bit of oil was left, and it lasted 8 days by a miracle. So that's kind of the reason.
All right, let's jump in one more time for the phone numbers. I hope this will be the last time. I see lines open now. That's unusual. Let's lock them down. Let's light them up. 314-969-KTRS, 888-550-KTRS. Tom, one of your sons is named Tom. Doctor Tom, yeah. Say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hey, Dr. Doug, how you doing?
Hey, good. Is this my son?
No, I'm Tom, Captain Tom.
Oh, okay. What can I do for you, Tom?
Oh, by the way, I'm aiming the PM, Frank.
Oh, that's good. That's good to hear.
We have a Chihuahua, and he has, like, a swelling on his upper eyelid.
Okay.
And we had took him in and everything. They said it was probably just an infection. gave us antibiotics and stuff for him. That still didn't do it, so we took him back in, and they gave us eye drops for him. And for the past 10 days, we've been doing that. And it seems like it spread to his lower eyelid. And the drops in the antibiotics don't seem to be doing anything. Any idea what...
Well, I mean, I can't see it, obviously, but if you want to send... you know, a picture on the phone, that would be cool. But if it's actually, so it's not a tumor, it's actually a generalized swelling along the lid.
Yeah, and it is discoloration.
It's not a tumor.
We said that.
A little bit of swelling, and it seems like it gets better, and then it starts getting worse again.
It might be a tumor.
No, we said it's not a tumor.
If it's I'd have to, you know, again, you'd have to touch it and see it to really get an idea of what's going on. There's possibility that it's got a little abscess there, and it might need to be kind of ruptured open. Or if it's generalized swelling that might be related to, like, what we call a cellulitis or an inflammation and or infection, it might just need getting the right antibiotic. So the eye itself doesn't sound like it's a problem. It sounds like it's the lid. Is that correct? The eyelid?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
so, I mean, it shouldn't be terribly concerning, but it's something you definitely want to pursue. The other thing I would think about is the possibility of an insect bite, if it's not going away to just anything, possibly even a little spider bite. So I would revisit that with your veterinarian, and, you know, if you want somebody to look at it, like I said, we'd be happy to take a peek at it over the phone.
Tom, is it the dog's left eye or the right eye?
It's his right eye.
Okay, good. Well, then it makes sense. You said get him the right antibiotic. I was going to say if his left eye, he'd have a left antibiotic.
Thank you.
Good point.
Tom,
good luck
thanks.
With it.
Thank you. Merry Christmas.
Yeah, have a happy holiday.
Same to you.
And Doctor, since you mentioned the photo, wow, another great advantage we have with the modern technology. I watched my son when he had to call a doctor. This is a couple of months ago, and he subscribes to a service where it's like FaceTime or Skype, and the doctor comes on, and you know, he can have you stick out your tongue in front of your iPad or something. It's unbelievable.
Yeah,
and
we do that a lot with the...
and I was going to say, for pets, it's what a great idea. Take a picture of the eye or whatever and send it to you, and you maybe save an office visit.
Yeah, I get those all the time. It's great.
All right. Carla's next. Carla, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Dr. Doug, happy Hanukkah.
Thank you, honey. How are you doing?
I'm good. And AM and the PM?
Oh, that's good to hear. Thank you.
What you got?
Okay. Hey, I have a dog. I started taking her to get her groomed like once a month.
Uh-huh.
She's a mixed lab. And about 2 days after I brought her home, she started shaking of the head. So I took her in. Mm-hmm. They said she got a yeast infection in her ears.
Mm-hmm.
Does that...
Yeah, so what happens is sometimes two things can happen. Groomers, with the intent to do good things, sometimes clean out the ears, but they can also create a problem. I always let the cleaning of ears, I rely on the veterinarian and veterinary technicians because they know how to do it best, okay? And so that's a possibility. The other possibility is that inadvertently there might have been some water or shampoo trapped in there that caused a lot of inflammation. So we see a lot of infections post-grooming. It's not intentional, but you have a good, you know, if it walks like a duck and quacks like a duck, it's probably a duck. And you just came out of that setting. So I would guess that you've just got some inflammation in there. And if you get to your vet, there's a million ways to treat it, but basically clean it out, get some medications.
And well, I did take her to the vet. And then he said exactly pretty much what you said. So we put her on medication. We got her eardrops. I ran through the medication. And she was fine for about 2 weeks, and now we got shaken of the head again.
There's some really excellent new drugs that just came out. There's one that you only have to give twice, and you don't have to, a week apart, you don't even have to clean the ears. And another one that's coming out now that you only have to give one time. And you might ask your vet about some of these longer duration opportunities. And, again, we always add an anti-inflammatory and something that's for comfort for the dog, as well as antibiotics. So, if one regime doesn't work, then you go back and attack another one.
Okay. I'll do that then.
All right, happy Carla. Holidays. Thank you for listening. Merry Christmas.
Thanks, guys.
And as Dr. Doug said, happy holidays, because we include Hanukkah, but I say Merry Christmas. Real quickly, I want to warn people too. A friend of ours who went to another veterinarian, the German Shepherd, and the veterinarian worked on it, and it died. And
here it comes.
They're suing him because they realized that he was wearing a lab coat. This was a German Shepherd. He didn't put on a German Shepherd coat. See what I did there?
Yeah.
I took lab coat as lab coat humor.
What did you say, Dan?
No, that was nice.
I see what you did there.
Oh, that wasn't me.
No, it was me. Ron, edit that out, Pian. Ron is next. Ron, say hi to Dr. Doug. Ron, that would be you. Ron. Ron.
It's not connecting. Hang
yeah,
on.
Yeah, hold
here.
On. Oh, okay. That's my fault.
Okay, Ron, that was Peon's fault. Are you there?
Yes, yeah, sir.
All right, I'm sorry. Peon apologized to Ron.
Hi, I'm sorry, Ron.
Ron, say hi to Dr. Doug.
How are you, Dr. Doug?
Pretty good, Ron. How are you?
Doing pretty good. AM and PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Dr. Doug, the reason I'm calling you is I've got a little 3-year-old schnauzer.
Okay.
And taken her to several different vets. They put her on prednisone, and we come to find out that that's not really good for her. She's breaking out bumps, and then she just sits and itches, you know, scratches herself all the time.
Yes.
And my wife took her into some kind of a skin place today, and they drew blood, which I thought it was pretty expensive. It was $225 to do a complete blood work on her to see what she might be allergic to. Is that the way you would go with it?
Well, there are a lot of new drugs out. There's one we've mentioned before called Apoquel that's really good on some of these persistent allergy dogs Apoquel. Like you're describing. Again, I haven't seen the dog, but based on what you're describing, there are also a lot of animals that have sensitivities to the different foods that are available, and you can do some food trials before you do the testing. Is not a bad tool, but it's not reliable for food allergies, and they're probably more common than a lot of the other allergies you'll see. So we might have done a different sequencing of activity, but you might discover just what you need to discover by doing that test. It just sounds like something we probably wouldn't have jumped to immediately.
And 2.25, Doc, doesn't sound bad for blood work, does it?
I'm sorry?
2.25?
For what they did some special allergy testing, so that's pretty fair. And what it does is it'll actually highlight several pages worth of different types of plants or fomites in your area or dust mites or whatever, and it'll tell you by sensitivity what your dog or cat is most likely allergic to. And then they either offer you an extract that you give in serial injections over time, and that's just like desensitizing your animal, like we do in humans. So it's a very similar process. So you may get to the end point very quickly because you've done that, but if you don't get answers and resolution, then you know there's some other options to
We've tried her on all types of dog food, the buffalo, the deer.
But you got to do some of these prescription diets that are really specialized, and there's a lot of them out there that are really good. So,
my wife, 2 weeks before Thanksgiving, we went down to Arkansas, and my daughter, she has 3 schnauzers.
Okay.
And they took Maggie, our dog, to the vet there that she uses, and he gave her, I don't know what it was, 3 different shots. He told us to get her off the prednisone.
Okay. Yeah,
and
I know.
That other drug that she mentioned, we had her on that also, and it was not effective.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like, you know, allergies are certainly a challenge for the veterinarian and the human doctors as well. But I think, and there's a ton of different protocols that people use to try. It's like a detective trying to figure out what's going to work and what isn't going to work. So just be consistent and hang in there and trust your guy to give you the right direction.
Yeah, well, we got her as a little rescue dog. And
cool.
And she was like about 3 months old when we got her.
Great. Well, you sound like you guys have a lot of love for her and you're willing to...
Oh, I'll tell you, she's our baby.
All right, Ron, thank you for the call. Merry Christmas.
Thank you, Dr. Doug. Bye, appreciate it.
All right. Now, see, I said Merry Christmas. He said, thank you, Dr. Doug. He's like, what am I, chopped liver? Where did that line come from? What am I, chopped liver?
I don't know.
Why chopped liver?
Probably from the Jewish heritage.
I think it is. I believe Rich is next in line. Rich, say hello to Dr. Doug.
Hello, Dr. Doug.
Hey, Rich, how are you?
AM and the PM.
That's the way everybody should be.
Hallelujah.
Happy Hanukkah to you, and Merry Christmas to the gang.
Great,
Rich,
thank you.
No, I covered them all.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Dr. Doug, I've got a cat that has just appeared at my house and has decided that, I guess, it's human.
Okay.
Happened, I don't know, 3 months, maybe 4 months ago. So I've been feeding it a little bit. My landlord will not allow it inside to pet, which I understand where he's coming from. He's had too many previous tenants not be responsible enough to take care of their animals.
Rich, we can barely hear
you. Yeah, I couldn't hear what he said.
Is this any better?
A lot better.
Okay. Basically, cat showed up a few months ago. I can't bring it inside the house, so the landlord won't allow it. He's had too many irresponsible tenants in the past allow their animals to tear up his house, so he won't allow an inside pet. I've provided some blankets and stuff like that, you know, shelter so that the cat can keep warm when it gets cold. And I guess really my only concern is, I live out in a country farm type setting. I want the cat to continue hunting because I'm sure that's how she was surviving before. But I've been feeding her. If I'm feeding her, is that going to change her instinctive behavior to mouse and all that?
Yeah, well, I mean, obviously the path of least resistance or the lowest hanging fruit. So, you know, the cat, first of all, you're not sure that the cat's been a wild cat all along. It may have been just recently dumped, so it may not have that hunting experience, right? And then winter's
I have seen her, you know, through the course of several evenings, I have seen her with mice,
all cats do that.
Yeah.
So that's fine. Yeah. I mean, what I would do is just kind of monitor her behavior as it gets colder and colder. There might be a couple weeks where you supplement her. And then once spring hits again, she's going to be able to hunt. So, yeah, I mean, if you give her a little extra food on the side and she's still hunting, great. You haven't done anything but help her. So I think that's a fair thing to do.
Okay. I was just concerned that I might be making her lazy because I'm not home every night. If I don't make it home for 2 or 3 days in a row and don't put out food, I don't want her getting lazy and relying on me. I want
that's why my wife doesn't feed me. She don't want me to be lazy. I'm still lazy.
Just described. Sounds like an efficient and experienced hunter. So probably has had a winter experience where, you know, food gets more scarce. But again, always be alert, and you're going to be watching the cat. If it doesn't seem to be as alert or healthy or whatever, then, you know, supplement it. It's not going to hurt.
All right, Rich, we got to run. Thanks for the call. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Okay. We get a couple more in here. Mike, say hello to Dr. Doug.
Hey, Dr. Doug.
Hey, Mike.
Also AM in the PM.
There you go.
Have any problems? Let me hear.
Hey, I had the strangest question. Is it possible that a male dog could be gay?
You know what? This has come up before. This has actually come up before. And I think the answer, Doctor, correct me if I'm wrong, is yes.
I think that crosses over to all
all species.
Well, let me explain that a lot of males in different species will exhibit what looks like homosexual behavior because it's part of their territorial dominance thing. So primates do it all the time. They'll have male-to-male contact and intimate attempts at where it looks like breeding. And really all they're doing is exhibiting their dominance over another animal.
Well, hold on. Aren't we primates?
We're primates.
We are. And you said primates do it all the time. I've never had sex with a guy to show him it was my territory.
No, I'm not going
to
go hump a guy's leg.
I don't think it, in your case, I don't really think it necessarily means that that the dog's a homosexual. I think more likely it's the dog expressing its normal social opportunity.
But the question is, can a dog be gay? I would say sure.
I guess, well, this one, how you define gay.
this one, I don't know, but this one, this male dog was raised with a few, like, female dogs.
Uh-huh.
And he just acts gay all the time. And his name's McGraw, and I just can't
remember. Oh, my right. goodness. You know what? No, no, you're gone. Okay, you're gone.
Oh, there we go.
You're gone. You're gone.
Oh.
Lisa, sorry good about Lord. That. Lisa, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hi, Dr. Doug.
Hi, Lisa. How are you?
Lovely.
Good.
I bet you are lovely. You sound lovely.
So, I have a couple little poodles, and one of them has gotten heavier than the other one, and the veterinarian asked me just keep an eye on and make sure that the heavier one's not getting food from another source or whatever, and she's not. So now the next thing then would be a thyroid test, and I just wondered what that is, and then if she does need thyroid stuff, is that really expensive?
No. So first of all, are they little toy poodles?
Yes.
Okay, so it could still be that one's out-feeding the other one at the same bull source, I'm not sure, but that's one consideration. Part of it's going to be genetics. I don't know if they're related or not, but even
no, they're not.
Within the same litter, they could have different characteristics. But then finally, if you don't see anything else on a physical that makes them look heavier, like, God forbid, a swollen abdomen or something, then it's not a bad idea at all to do a little blood work and include, in a general panel, also include the thyroid. Now, the thyroid, usually in bigger dogs, but in dogs that when it's low, then a hypothyroid dog, that means that the metabolic rate's kind of slow, and those animals tend to have weight problems and skin problems and stuff like that. So it's not an inappropriate test if you've ruled out other things. And the pills are very, very cheap, especially for a little dog, probably pennies a day. So, but it's usually a lifetime event. So what we do is, if we can't find anything else going on, we'll suggest a thyroid test and some blood work. And then if it's low, we start with a dosing. In about 3 to 6 weeks, he's going to ask you to come back and retest and see if the levels have changed, gone up into a normal range. And he'll adjust the medication based on what he sees. Okay?
Okay. All right. And so they could have itchy skin, too?
They can have itchy skin. They can have chronic ear problems. Some dogs get hot spots all the time. So there are a lot of other reasons, but you want to make sure, like I said, included in the thyroid test, you might want to ask them to do just a general panel or some kind of blood exam just to make sure other organ systems are working fine.
Okay. Thank you so much. Yeah, she does always try to get her head underneath somebody's hand so that we scratch her head and stuff.
Yeah,
so.
Sounds like
okay.
Yeah. Lisa, how old are you?
Your favorite age.
How old is that?
The right one.
No, how old are you?
Happy holidays.
No, come on.
Come on.
How old are you, Lisa?
I can't see you, Lisa.
Lisa, how old are you? Come on.
Bye, guys.
No,
Lisa.
What is that with women that don't want to tell their age?
Especially if they don't know her name or who she is or where she
went. Yeah, we're not going to hunt you down. I like Lisa. I like the whole choice because I was curious to see if she was my favorite age.
Mm-hmm.
Chances are she might not have been. But
what if she said 10?
No, that's sick. See, that's sick. Now, that's sick.
Yeah.
If she said 10, we would never say it's my favorite age. It starts at 18. I think that's where we started.
Great.
Well, Doctor, as you've helped a lot of people today, you should feel real good about that. Happy Hanukkah to you, because I know I'm speaking to a Hanukkah guy here. So happy Hanukkah. We will, when we talk next Wednesday, will it still be Hanukkah?
We'll be over. But, you know, I am actually playing Santa Claus this Sunday at our veterinary clinic. So if people want to come and get a picture with Santa and their dog or cat, bird. I'm there.
You'd make a good Santa.
I am a good Santa.
I bet you are. All right, Doctor. Dr. Doug Pernikoff, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Doug Claus, cousin of Santa Claus and Fred Claus. Dr. Doug brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company. STL Taxi is the app. It's free, it's easy to download, and it works. Laclede Cab.
Meet me.
Traffic time. Frank Ladd standing by with the scoop. Frank, how we doing?
Well, Frank, we've got an accident eastbound Highway 70 east of Forestell. Be aware of that one. Working with a crash eastbound 64. You're heavy now between Jefferson and the Poplar. Eastbound, westbound Highway 70 before Kings Highway. Jennings Station. I apologize. There's an incident on the right shoulder. Working with a heavier volume now westbound on Highway 70 through that stretch. Southbound on 270, it's a slow stretch coming down the hill from Olive down towards Doherty Ferry in Pockets. And you've got volume approaching the Boone Bridge westbound on Highway 64. This update brought to you by Staples. Staples has everything your business needs at great prices every day, plus free shipping and up to 5% back when you sign up for Staples Rewards. Get more for less at Staples. Make more happen. From the KTRS Airborne Traffic Center.
All right. Thank you, Frank. Frank Ladd. You think when he was a little boy, people went up to him and go, well, you're a fine young Frank.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah,
I think they did.
So you stepped on it, and it would have been really funny. You're a fine young Frank. Edit that out. I don't like people to hear awkward stuff like that. John Londoff is on the phone. Let's say hi to him, shall we? John Londoff, everybody.
Hey, yeah.
From Johnny Londoff.
Hey, hello. How you doing? How are you? Good to see you. Good to talk to you. How you been?
We're great. We were talking earlier.
You're going to be greater in just a minute here.
Why? What's going on?
Say hi to second-time buyers, AM and the PM. For some reason, they absolutely love you. Marty and Bonnie Winston from Mount Sterling, Illinois.
Marty and Bonnie Winston from Mount Sterling. Marty and Bonnie, how are you?
AM and the PM, Brett.
AM and the PM.
Hallelujah.
That sure is a good connection we got there on that phone. I can almost hear you.
They're across the office, maybe.
Yeah. Oh, they're at the other side of the office.
Can you hear us?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Yeah. Hey, Bonnie and Marty, what did you buy?
2015 Chevy Silverado.
Oh, that's a nice truck. That's a nice truck. And you said second-time buyers. What, did they trade something in they'd bought there before?
We bought our daughter a cruise down here the same day you drove out of here in your Corvette.
And what'd you buy your daughter?
A cruise.
A cruise? I love these people. Marty and Bonnie.
You need to ask, Marty and Bonnie where they met.
Okay, let me ask them that. Where did you guys meet?
We met in prison, Frank.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Well, you worked there, I guess. You weren't inmates.
Yeah, we worked there.
Yeah. How come you do all the talking and she doesn't say anything?
Nobody, come on. She told me, she said, I'm not going to say anything.
What? Well, she kept her word.
What's that, Bonnie?
Marty's the talker. It's the same way. Your house isn't bright.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it. I do all the talking, and she has no say in anything. That's exactly the way it is at my house. So, prison, what'd you do in prison?
We were both supervisors. We were kind of middle management.
Yeah. I'd like to talk to Bonnie. Bonnie, I just want to hear you say anything. How are you, Bonnie?
Hey, I'm super.
Okay. She can speak. That's good to know. Well, thank you for your business. Thank you for the business. We appreciate it.
Isn't that great?
Yeah, that is great. Where do they live? Where do the Winstons live?
The correctional department.
Mount.
Where do they live? The Winstons? Where do they live?
Mount Sterling, Illinois.
That's a good little drive. They must have really wanted to do business with you.
2.5-hour drive.
Wow. Thank you.
Because of you. I mean, Marty told me right to my face, he goes, it's because of Frank. I'm like, okay.
Well, Marty and hundreds of others that we've brought to you to keep the business alive and keep it going. Marty and Bonnie, thank you so much. We appreciate it. Why do you need a pickup truck, if I can ask? Do you haul things? Do you have a boat? Do you just like a pickup? Or what's the deal?
We live out in the country.
You got to have a truck.
Really rural.
Yeah. If you're rural, you got to have a pickup truck. Well, thank you for the business. We appreciate it.
And it's always great to buy the absolute number one pickup truck in the world. Chevy Silverado. Unbelievable. They're actually talking about maybe looking at a vehicle for son-in-law. This is nice. That was Bonnie Pierre.
Wow, they are some great mother and father-in-law.
Wow.
If they're thinking about getting the vehicle for their son-in-law.
And Michelle, the great sales representative that has sold, Marty and Bonnie their past two vehicles, maybe a third vehicle. Hi, Michelle. Say hi.
Hi.
Louder.
Hello.
Can you hear Michelle?
Yeah, we hear. Yeah. Hello, Michelle. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Okay. Great. I can tell Michelle is thrilled to talk to her. You can just always tell. Yeah. You can always tell. Is anybody else coming in?
I can get a lot of people in here. We have a lot of people here right now. I mean, if you'd like me to get more people.
No, I think we're good.
I think
we're
being a little bit of a smarty pants there.
See, I knew you'd misinterpret what I said.
I know. I can tell in your voice. There's no misinterpretation at all. No, you were totally him getting more people. Michelle, go out there and get everyone in the office. Come on in here. Right? Yeah. Right, let's get about 10 more people in here and really have some fun. All right?
Yeah.
Let's tell the aim of the PM crowd, those that still haven't made cross the line and come here to Johnny Law and Dr. Chevalier. They think, yeah, we're going to wait. We're just going to wait. Wait till next year. Don't need to wait till next year. You know, this year goes until January the 4th. January the 4th. Monday, January the 4th, we will still be delivering vehicles into the month of December. So all the unbelievable rebates and incentives and deals at Johnny Law and Dr. Chevalier, you know, you could buy now and still get your papers dated for the 2nd of January that Saturday, or then the 4th on Monday. So,
and let me help all the people who are wondering right now, why would anybody drive 2.5 hours to go to a particular dealership? You know what? You're never going to know the answer to that until you shop.
The ladies of Law & Dr. Chevalier can tell you. I've got Kitty, Kara, Debbie, Kelly, Diane.
I knew it.
Come on, say hello to the Beer Crowd.
Thank you, ladies. Thank you. We appreciate it. How many do we have in the office right now?
100
of them. 100 of the ladies of Londo.
Yeah.
Yeah, hey, Kitty knows how to. She moves right over here by the speaker.
Hey,
yeah.
Kitty, the next couple of days is actually grill weather. You could get out the grill. You're the grill mistress. I mean, my goodness, it's like spring. You could barbecue.
Boss, any ideas?
Uh-oh.
And I love what you called me, boss. Isn't that great? Huh?
That's fantastic.
That's the best. So you wanted more people in the office. We're getting some more.
Okay. Pack it. Load it up.
Is Marty and Bonnie still in there?
No, Marty and Bonnie left.
Push over this way. Okay, yeah, you can squeeze
come on in.
Right here. Yeah, we're
on
in here.
Everybody wants
they're
to
taking
talk to
over.
Frank. All the chicks want to talk to Frank.
Hey, everybody wave to the audience on 11.2.
We're on 11.2. Yeah. That's not us. That's somebody else. what I'd like to hear is all the ladies together just say, we're AM in the PM. That's what I'd like to hear.
1, 2, 3.
We're AM in the PM.
Oh, that was fantastic. I love that. That was
Merry
great. Merry Christmas to you. Thank you. I like women.
That's the best, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Come on.
I like the voices of women. I like everything about women. I just do. They're fun. No offense, Mr. Winston, Marty. No offense to you. We like you, too, because you bought a pickup truck.
I don't think Marty's offended. He's a big dude. He's a big guy, man. I'll tell you what. I could see where he could be, helping out, making sure the... prisoner stay in prison, right? Yeah.
John, did you just stick your head in the pillow?
Yeah.
What was that?
I was talking to
Marty, because he's really great right now. He's a lot more fun talking to Marty than he is talking to you right now.
Isn't that nice?
Okay.
What a nice thing to say.
Not making fun of me. Marty likes
so
me.
So nice. Whenever we hear you go from this to this, you have to wonder what's going on there. Now, listen, what is this? This is Wednesday. You're late tonight.
This is Wednesday. It's December the 9th, and it is a beautiful day. I'm looking out at my window up here in the office at the sunset, and it is beautiful. It is a beauty. And
you folks in Mount Sterling, neighbors of the Winstons, you actually still have time to make it to Johnny Londo before they close tonight.
Yeah.
You, too, could be driving a new Silverado. Is there a dealership in Mount Sterling, Marty?
No. The closest one's about 35 miles away.
Okay, and you pass that up to drive even further because you're a smart guy and you're AM in the PM. And good for you. We appreciate it. John, what else do we need to remind people?
Except Marty and Bonnie. Well, Bonnie, you got to quit talking so much, okay? I'm telling you what.
Dial it back.
Bonnie, you're stealing my thunder over here, okay?
We come here because it's no-nonsense deal. They give you the numbers over the phone, and you get
here's what she said. She said, we came here because of no-nonsense deals. Yeah. They're there because of the no-nonsense deals. That's what she said. No-nonsense.
Yeah, no-nonsense deals.
There's a lot of nonsense, but not when it comes to the deal part of it. There is no nonsense.
There's a lot of nonsense on the show, okay? Yeah. But not when the Johnny Law & Dr. Chevalier segment comes on. We're just all business, aren't we, buddy?
Yeah. We need a phone number.
I'll tell you what, I think I'm going to go duck hunting tomorrow.
I think I don't think it's the weather for duck hunting. It'll be back. When's the season end?
The 29th of December in the northern zone.
Man, you may not have any real that nasty weather that you like by then. We got time.
That, that just means I get to meet more AM and the PM. I love them. I love the AM and the PM crowd. And I think they love Johnny Long Duck Chevrolet and the people of Johnny Long Duck Chevrolet.
Well, I'm sure they do. Now, we need, for the people who might need to call for directions or whatever, what's the phone number?
314-837-1800. 314-837-1800. 24/7, 365 at lawndoc.com. Ask for Michelle. She'll take great care of you. She's a big part of the internet department. She's unbelievable. And we get a lot of our business starts online. And as Bonnie said, you get a lot of the negotiation and the numbers. And this way you come here and you just look at the vehicle, drive it, and take it home.
Yeah, the hard part's over by the time you get there. Well, again, Marty and Bonnie, thank you very much. Drive carefully and enjoy that Silverado, okay?
Thank you,
Frank.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Both of you. Okay.
Good talking to you.
All right, John.
Thanks for making fun of my customers.
Anytime. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
And I got to tell you, I cannot wait.
I can tell. Thank you, John.
Bye-bye. Everyone drive safe out there.
Bye-bye. When did it start that you can't say anything without him getting taking it so personally? Yeah. Can we get any more people in there? Yeah, we'll get more people. Well, there you go. Look, at if people will drive 2.5 hours from Mount Sterling, Illinois, there has to be a reason. And like I said before, you're never going to really get it until you shop there. And once you do, then you'll get it. Johnny Londoff, Chevrolet.
Meet me.
Let's get a check on traffic with Frank Ladd, and he's airborne. Hi, Frank.
Hey, I'm Dan, and I'm looking at the most perfect sunset. Holy cow, we got colors and clear skies and some clouds just to add a little bit of definition out there. It's beautiful. Not bad for drivers out there either. Just a normal blaze headed out of the city, westbound on 64 Kings Highway to McCall's. And then again, between the Boone's Crossing out through Long Road. There was earlier construction near the Boone Bridge. Eastbound 270, just Viam coming around the bend. McDonnell up through Lindbergh. Southbound 270, Olive through Ladue. 64 through Doherty Ferry. Off the pace there. Eastbound 64 heavy. Compton through the Poplar. This update is brought to you by Staples. Staples has everything your business needs at great prices every day, plus free shipping and up to 5% back when you sign up for Staples Rewards. Get more for less at Staples. Make more happen. I'm Frank Ladd in the KTRS Airborne Traffic Center.
We're live. We're local.
What does that mean to you?
While some shows on other talk stations come from New York or L.A., KTRS talk personalities are here in St. Louis, focusing on St. Louis. Who carried the CBC High School State Championship game and the annual Turkey Day game between Kirkwood and Webster Groves? Ha ha. Yep. None other than KTRS.
Doesn't get more local than that.
Keeping it local. That's our focus on the Big 550 KTRS.
Plus, for days before Christmas, when all through the house, my mother was scurrying just like a mouse in a rush to wrap up her presents with care and take them to Schnars to ship them from there. She carried the pile of gifts to her car, careful to leave the gift wrap unmarred. She pulled up to Schnars all by herself, and a red-shirted fellow offered his help. He sprang to his dolly as she opened the hatch, and gently they carried her gifts to the back. One by one, they all were weighed, and the gentleman asked of what they were made. Suddenly worried she'd arrived far too late, she asked, "Will they make it by the right date?" And I heard him exclaim as he boxed them up tight,
"They'll be there by Christmas. You made it on time." Hi, this is Frank Blair at Schnars Hardware, letting you know when you bring your gifts to our Ladue location only, we can pack them and ship them via UPS. Schnars Hardware, where we don't charge for the popcorn or the advice. Now with two locations, 9800 Clayton Road in Ladue and the former Mac Hardware at 40 East Lockwood in Webster Groves. For locations, hours, or to shop online, go to schnars.com.
It's the holiday season.
Yay!
Time for the Suburban Leisure Center holiday sale.
Hooray!
Where all artificial Christmas trees are on sale.
Yay!
Choose from short, lifelike trees to trees up to 9 feet tall.
That's taller than my 8-foot ceiling.
And because they're artificial, there are no needles falling off the tree for you to, rake up off the floor.
So it won't end up being the Charlie Brown tree by Christmas Day, huh?
That's right. And of course, once you purchase your lifelike artificial tree that is on sale at Suburban Leisure Center, it's yours Christmas after Christmas. Christmas after Christmas. You won't have to buy a new one every year, only to have to clean up after it and then put it out by the curb.
No mess. I like that.
But what would your new Christmas tree that you bought on sale at Suburban Leisure Center be without garlands and wreaths?
Pretty lonely.
That's why Suburban Leisure Center has garlands and wreaths to go along with that new tree you got from
Suburban Leisure Center. Of course.
Right. Suburban Leisure Center is on Olive, just a mile west of 141. Online at suburbanleisurecenter.com.
Sample comes with a 90-day order. Copays and deductibles may apply.
If you or someone you care for are using painful urinary catheters, Medical Direct Club can help. There's a new catheter that hurts less, and you can get a free sample with free shipping by calling now. Pain and urinary tract infections can be avoided if you're using urinary catheters. The new disposable catheters from Medical Direct Club hurt less due to an incredible new design that reduces pain by gliding easily and effortlessly. Old catheters can scrape and cut, causing pain and infection. These new catheters from Medical Direct Club are changing the lives of people who use urinary catheters. Medicare and your insurance will pay for up to 200 of these new catheters per month at little or no cost to you. Medical Direct Club handles all of the paperwork with your doctor and includes lifetime free shipping when you join. Membership and a free sample are free, so call Medical Direct Club now. 1-800-600-1127. That's 1-800-600-1127. End painful caffeine today. Call 1-800-600-1127.
Hi, I'm Michael Haddad with the Diamond Family, here to tell you about Wish for a White Christmas. Make any purchase at the Diamond Family by December 18th and enjoy a full refund if it snows 2 inches or more on Christmas Day. Shop an amazing collection of engagement rings and fine jewelry with a jeweler to help you every step of the way. You're going to make this purchase anyway. Shop with the Diamond Family and wish for a white Christmas. The Diamond Family, for your family since 1978. At Manchester and Baxter or thediamondfam.com.
This is Larry Connors. I want to remind you, this is a good time to call John Beal and have our professionals take a look at your roof. Get any issues fixed before we get heavy thunderstorms. And John Beal has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And with John Beal, you get our low price guarantee. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Get booked on the schedule before the bad weather. Call the roofing company I'm proud to endorse. Call my friend, John Beal. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Hi, this is Mike Kelly. When I'm looking to send flowers to a loved one for a birthday, anniversary, or that special occasion, I call my friends at Walter Knoll Florists. Walter Knoll is family-owned and operated and offers custom designs by expert designers, a huge inventory and selection that only the largest florist can offer, with quality and care that no grocery store florist can meet. They have several locations in the St. Louis metro area to serve you. Order online today at WKF.com. Walter Knoll Florists, your personal florist since 1883.
Hi, Damian Girard here, your host of the Girard Realty Show, which airs every Sunday on the Big 550 KTRS at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. The purpose of the Girard Realty Show is to bring together experts that you need when buying, owning, and selling real estate. Everybody that's involved, from the mortgage professional to the home inspector, but also we have local interest promotions, we have national trends and news about real estate in general, and basically we try to have a good time and talk about real estate in St. Louis area. So tune in every Sunday at 3 o'clock to the Girard Realty Show on the Big 550 KTRS.
The Big 550 celebrates the 12 days of Christmas by giving the gifts to you. Each weekday during the event, go to KTRS.com to register for the daily prize, which changes each weekday at midnight. 12 days, 12 prizes, and McGraw will announce the winner the next morning. It's that simple. Be sure to register to win today's prize, a $250 gift package from Westport Plaza. The 12 days of Christmas.
Merry Christmas!
From the Diamond Family, Westport Plaza, G&W Meat, Sir Dyke Power Sports, Don Hennifer Jewelers, and the Big 550, KTRS.
From downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment, starring Bill Cleveland along with Bruce Limprist in the All-Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company. STL Taxi is the app. Folks, it's free. Why not download it, have it on your phone? Next time you need a cab, boom, it's as close as your phone. Laclede Cab. And now, here's Bill Cleveland.
Hey, everyone. How's it going?
It is going fantastic, Bill. How about you?
doing all right. Although I was just telling Dan off the air, there's really not much going on. It's like this.
No,
like
there's not. We said
boring time.
No, we said that at the beginning of the show. It's just dull. All there is to talk about is the Trump and Carly Fiorina, whatever. You know, yeah. That's it. That's all anybody's talking about. And that's getting old.
Yeah, well, I just wanted to lay that out there. And
thank goodness for the guy yesterday getting eaten alive by the alligator, or we wouldn't have anything to talk about.
Yeah, that poor guy. Fox News has suspended two commentators. Apparently, Fox found out they weren't natural blondes.
Uh-oh.
They're out of there.
Uh-oh.
Like the blonde people. Now, two commentators used profane language when describing President Obama. Bad news for them, they were suspended. The good news for them is they now both lead in the polls for Republican presidential nomination. Top of the heap. And President Obama presented a Kennedy Center honor to producer George Lucas over the weekend. Lucas and Obama, best known for science fiction. Lucas for Star Wars, the president for Obamacare.
Yeah.
All right. And finally, this afternoon.
Get ready for the email.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, sorry for that.
All right.
Well, the Pope said he hasn't watched TV since the early 1990s. Hasn't turned on a TV since the early 1990s, which explains why today he announced plans to make Bill Cosby a saint. Hasn't turned that.
Yeah, he might not check on that.
The Bill Clavin segment is brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, the AM and the PM Cab Company, and from downtown St. Louis, I'm Bill Clevelin on the Big 550 KTRS.
Thank you, Bill.
Have a good day. See you.
Clevelin, courtesy of Laclede Cab. Boy, Cosby could pick up a big check if he'd sit down for a one-hour interview with somebody. You know that?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, a lot of people pay a lot of money to be the exclusive, but I don't think that's going to happen. I don't think we're going to see. I don't know. You think
he'd be sued, probably, if he grabs some big money like that, then...
They'd want to be. Yeah. Well, I don't know. Statute of limitations. Apparently not much is going to happen to him for any of that stuff. All right, Playhouse on the way. Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Home. Do you know where the showroom is? I'll tell you. It's on Manchester, about a half mile east of 270. If you're going east, it's on the left side of the road next to McAllister's Deli. It's a beautiful showroom. And you need to take a look at what's in there and what they're capable of doing. But then remember, there are about 1,000 times as many possibilities as you'll see in that showroom. Because that showroom was put together not knowing you. Well, they didn't know what your taste was, so they tried to kind of cover everything and a little bit of something for everybody. The way it works at Thompson Price, it's a process, and it's a necessary process. And most of these kitchen and bath places don't have it. Not the extensive process that Tom Price and his people use, because by the time they start on that kitchen, they know going into it, it is the perfect kitchen or bathroom for you and your family, and will be for a long time. You won't spend better money. You'll get every dollar's worth. Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Home, ThompsonPrice.com. Do